Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love St. Patrick's Day. I love the, what are the festivities we do during, why can't I think of the San Gennaro Feast? You know, I love seeing culture and, you know, seeing the parades and, Epcot Center or Disneyland, where you get to taste a little bit of each country. I just think it's fascinating because being American, you know, you're a mix of so many different countries, and we start to lose some of the authenticity of some of the things we're doing. Like pizza's changed over the years, pasta has changed, tacos, and you know, it's really nice to remind people and bring them back to some of the cultural roots, so people appreciate where many of these different cultures come from. I love cultural appreciation. I think that stuff is really, really cool. And so when Cinco de Mayo comes, even though it's not Mexican Independence Day, it celebrates the Battle of the Puebla, one of the battles fought during the Mexican-French War, which I believe France had started because of Mexico and multiple other countries were unable to pay their debt. It was during the time of our Civil War and us having issues in America, so the 1860s were not an easy time. And then when the French and Mexicans went to battle, there was this win that people are celebrating on Cinco de Mayo. It's not Mexican Independence Day. Mexican Independence Day is in September, mid-September. So when Cinco de Mayo comes, hey, this is where I think a lot of people want to show that they appreciate their southern neighbors. Now, people will say happy Cinco de Mayo to their Puerto Rican friends and their Colombian friends and their Cuban friends and their El Salvadorian friends. And remember, Cinco de Mayo is more about Mexico's win during this battle with France. But, you know, most people let that go. That doesn't offend them. There's some memes out there with a cat singing like Cinco de Meow. I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, maybe some will find that, you know, odd. I don't think that's overly funny. What I like, you know, in terms of the Cinco de Mayo festivities are these memes where the restaurants will say soup of the day and everybody looks to see what the soup of the day is and says tequila. Tequila. Which, by the way, I'm not really into soups. So whenever people are like, what's the soup of the day? Just give me a salad. I really don't care what the soup of the day is. Because it's always something like split pea or, I don't know, clam chowder or lentil soup or some navy bean. I don't know what. So I don't really like soups. I'm not a big soup. Maybe I'll have French onion soup. So anyway, so I like when the restaurants say soup of the day tequila. So this is a day where people like to go and, you know, party and have their margaritas and it's very celebratory. And, you know, for me, that, you know, comes from a variety of backgrounds. And we have Puerto Rican in the family, we have German in the family, we have Russian, we have Polish, we have everything in the family. I think it's very, very cool to remind people that, you know, it's not just about America, there's all these other cultures out there. The problem is over the last probably decade or two, many people have said, look, what you're doing is offensive. A sombrero is offensive. I don't necessarily wear a sombrero. The only time I wear a sombrero is there's a Mexican restaurant. It's so good. And when it's your birthday, they give you a shot of tequila and they put a sombrero on you. And then everybody takes a picture. So that's the only time I really wear a sombrero. I think a sombrero is great, but they say wearing a sombrero is offensive. they say, you know, celebrating Cinco de Mayo like it's Mexican Independence Day when it's not Mexican and it's Independence Day could be offensive. There's a meme that's out there that I remember liking or posting or whatever years ago where somebody's on a beach and he has a sombrero on his head covering the sun as he's sleeping, and then he has a sombrero covering his weenie. And I think it was a happy Cinco de Mayo. I don't know what it is. But, you know, and so, yeah, social media started to take it a new level. But the question keeps coming up, where are our celebrations that we do in America looked upon by other countries as insulting? 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. St. Patrick's Day. I don't really do a lot on St. Patrick's Day because it always falls middle of the week. You know, middle of the week is difficult for me. I remember medical school, we had a test the next day. So the class that said, look, you got to move the test because it's St. Patrick's Day and a bunch of us are going out drinking. I'm like, well, I wasn't invited. I'm like, okay, you're invited. But I was going to study for the test. Yeah, and St. Patrick's Day has evolved to a day where people get drunk. It's, and, you know, the Irish people are like, you know, our history is richer than that. But I think the reason why many of these festivities are people let it go and they haven't really made a big deal about it or brought up that sometimes it could be offensive is because the, you know, many people don't think about the Irish most of the year. They, you know, if they're not Irish themselves, they don't think about the country or read the history. I think there was some survey where 8% of the population is actually going to read up on the history of Mexican Independence Day in September versus Cinco de Mayo and the Battle of Puebla. Because I'm in the media, every time we have these holidays, I do go back to the history. And I do read about it and I see how involved it was and the depth of it. And so I like the idea of people being aware, you know, because after you leave school, you don't think about the Roman Empire, you don't think about Turkey, you don't think about ancient Persia, you don't think about Australia, you don't really think about a lot unless there's something in the news. So when, you know, you have an Irish buddy, and it's St. Patrick's Day, and you call him up, you go, you know, let's celebrate your country, I think a lot of people think that's cool. But just keep in mind, there's many concerns people have out there on the way people celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And so just be careful because you're going to be drunk and you might do things that might be offensive. 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't have a Peloton. Peloton is, I believe, it's this program where you could work out at home. There's a special treadmill that costs a few thousand dollars, and you have more of a personalized workout. And Peloton gained some real huge steam during the pandemic because people could have a pretty good workout, but they didn't have to work out by themselves. They got to feel like they were in a class. Well, their shares have been dropping because Peloton has had to recall every one of their 126,000 treadmills, I guess, across America, because a child died, and they've had apparently dozens of injuries. Today, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a statement saying consumers should immediately stop using both treadmills. The recall of the 125,000 Tread Plus treadmills and the 1,050 Tread treadmills this has been kind of brewing for a while, but now the Safety Commission had said that they, quote, made a mistake in saying that the commission's earlier warning was inaccurate. Oh, Peloton had said that they made a mistake calling the Safety Commission's earlier warning inaccurate and misleading. So now they're going to kind of own up to it. And the treadmills, I guess, are thought to be making like 2.2% of their unit sales in 2021. And those who own the treadmill can get a full refund from Peloton by the end of November. So, I think how these work is how they have the danger is they don't have the safety measures in place where if somebody messes with them or falls or it doesn't automatically stop. So the reports of children becoming entrapped, pinned, and pulled underneath the roller of it, that shouldn't happen. It should be low enough to the ground. It should be, but apparently kids are getting pulled with the roller. One pet was also reportedly sucked under the machine. And it's interesting because if you look at the commercials, there's one who's working out and the cat is watching her. So the cat is by the Peloton. So you sit here, when you watch the video going, well, this is great because that means I could work out and I could be with the pets. Well, that's fantastic. Well, not if a pet's getting sucked under the machine. Peloton's Tread Plus is a, quote, slat belt treadmill, so it needs a higher torque motor and ground clearance than a typical home treadmill. So they're a higher risk around children and pets because there's more of a space underneath them. And there were concerns on the tread because the touchscreen might fall off. So apparently there's this video of one child getting trapped head first under the running treadmill before getting themselves free. And then there's another young boy being sucked under it. So it's, obviously a concern. And it's a shame because, kids will play with their parents. The treadmill is great. It's black. It's sleek. It's a different texture. There's compartments. Kids like to play those games where you have, you like where you can stick the shapes into a box. Kids, as they develop, they like compartments. They like to see where they fit. That's how they kind of expand on their spaces. So when we baby-proof a house, cupboards have to be locked up. Not so much because there are things inside of it. The kids like to climb into them. Kids like holes. They like, crevices. That's just kind of what they're into. So the video is pretty horrifying where you see the kid get sucked under pretty quickly. One runner had said that she was on her $4,000 Peloton treadmill and it threw her into a wall and ripped off her skin when she lost her footing. Another one said she fell face down. She became trapped between a wall and the machine. She had burns and bone fractures. And, it's crazy because I've been on a treadmill for decades. Maybe with the exception of missing a step and then almost, falling off the back, I've never been thrown anywhere. Apparently, one was running track on it, pushed her into the wall with such force that her legs broke through it. So she broke through a wall. After becoming trapped in that position, the belts continued to move, burning her skin. Now, some of these people are taking legal action, some of them aren't. But, so Peloton's going to recall them. Their stock has plummeted pretty badly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have some breaking news. Apparently, Facebook is going to continue the ban on Trump. Trump is not very happy with that, of course. He has developed his own site, I guess, from the desk of Donald Trump. There's been a lot of talk that he's going to be running for 2024, that he might be already starting to fundraise for the next election. And a lot of people are excited about that. Some people aren't. So Facebook's ability or allowance, which is a huge hot topic, in terms of, do these tech companies have the right to choose who gets to be on their platform or not, is kind of integral for somebody running for office. What makes this story so controversial is, does a private company that has, you know, their private shareholder. Well, it's a public, it's traded publicly, but if they're a privately owned company, do they have a right to, you know, to censor or to block certain people on their platform? Well, the answer to that is as long as they are consistent. So nobody accuses them of racism and discrimination. They need to be consistent with who they are blocking and banning. And if President Trump is getting unfair treatment compared to others, then that starts to fall under certain, I think, consequences in terms of legality. So Trump, of course, is very upset. He called them radical left lunatics on Facebook's, discussing Facebook's oversight board. And I guess the board has 20 people on it. And it's been revealed that they make some good money. They get paid six-figure salaries. They work about 15 hours a week. We're being told, nice job. And they are the ones that have decided to block former President Trump. Now, what I see happening is I don't think that's going to stop his mojo. He's going to, you know, in fact, it might even help. And the reason why it might help President Trump is what made President Trump popular among half the country, at least, was that he was bucking the system. And he was calling out things that he didn't like in the system. Now, some people thought he overreached, went too far. Some people thought he was abrasive, offensive. Others said, well, he's finally saying something that some of us wanted to say, but we couldn't. And so him being banned, let's say, from Facebook, I know he's upset and a lot of people are upset, but if I was a strategist, I'd say it actually helps because it, you know, the victim, the, you know, the, you know, people, you know, they in one end, Trump always wanted to be the winner, the victor, but now being the victim might be a play that allows him to say, look, guys, if they were able to restrict me, a president, they could restrict anybody. Or, you know, people are trying to quiet us. People are trying to silence us. And it might actually help his campaign and the GOP. So, you know, I try not to get, you know, too involved in politics. I think a lot of it is a game. I think a lot of things that are set out there by both the right and the left are very well crafted, choreographed. I think a lot of Democrats and Republicans are friends. Behind cameras, on cameras, they act like enemies. And so I think a lot of it is a show. I think a lot of it is for votes. But with the concern to the regular American people is whether you agreed with some of the things Trump said or not, it does make you pause and go, okay, now wait a second here. All right? They could block you from being among society. And people are like, why are, you know, do we really need social media in society? Well, now, you know, social media is very dependent on, or society is very dependent on social media. To think that there could be an entity that can at any time decide to ban you starts to make people a little nervous, and it starts to make people rethink our dependency on social media and our dependency on these things. So this might be the start of a demise of the popularity as, or the continuation of that, as people start to go, you know what, maybe we're just so dependent on these things that we shouldn't be. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot Tuesday evening in an ambush-style attack while responding to a 911 call, where a gunman opened fire on officers as they knocked on the door. Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the upper left arm as he and other officers responded to a setup call. Amid reports, a woman was shot inside the home. The suspect took his own life at the scene. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd, is asking for a new trial. 10 issues have been raised by his defense lawyer. Change of venue and sequestering the jury request were denied by the court. Also, new evidence regarding juror number 52, Brandon Mitchell. He may have lied to the court about opinions about police before the trial. Photos reveal Brandon at a BLM rally in D.C. wearing a Get Off My Neck t-shirt. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. Forget the politicians. Forget the teachers' unions. Fox News sat down with the ones that matter the most during school lockdowns. The kids. Mason Setter is a sixth grader in Philadelphia.
I'm learning something, but I think that the teachers are doing a great job, but it's not what it could be if you're in person.
Lily Rosen is an eighth grader in Torrance, California.
I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm not doing terrible, but my brothers, on the other hand, they're failing, which is not very good. So I do think we've really need to get back into the classrooms because it'll be far more beneficial than online is right now.
As many public schools shut down for the pandemic, private schools remained open without any adverse effects. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, is supporting Representative Elise Stefanik to replace Representative Liz Cheney as House Republican Conference Chair. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was caught on a hot mic Tuesday saying he's lost confidence in Cheney and has had it with her behavior. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Diana wants me to talk about diet soda. How do I feel about diet soda? How much is too much? So diet soda, this is a tricky one because I'm now of the age where I'm really limiting my soda. I probably should have limited my soda long ago. And I drank diet soda because I grew up in the 80s. And in the 80s, all these beautiful models were drinking Tab and Pepsi Free, and they were in a bathing suit. And they wore a bathing suit that made them look super skinny. And they had beautiful hair, they had beautiful skin. And I'm like, well, wait a second here. You know, why am I drinking vegetable juice? I mean, I could drink a diet soda and then look skinny. And as a kid, I'm watching these commercials. I wasn't a smart kid. But as a kid, you know, I'm watching these commercials going, wait a second, if I drink diet soda, I'm going to get skinny. And then I had to learn really quickly, no, it might help prevent you becoming obese because of regular soda products, but even that's debatable. So in the 90s, we started to learn that these diet sodas and these artificial sweeteners can actually cause you to gain more weight because it's artificial. This isn't something that the body is used to digesting. Artificial sweeteners, by the way, was never supposed to be something so ubiquitous in our diet. Artificial sweeteners were created more for the sugar rationing during the wars, World War II. As sugar was a commodity, but it was in lower supply, artificial sweeteners could have like 1,000 times the sweetness, chemically made, synthetically made, so that people didn't have to use as much sugar. And then it just became popular and people started to use it. It became marketed as a dietary supplement because it didn't have calories. But the thing is when you put anything sweet onto your tongue and something as super sweet as an artificial sweetener, your pancreas wakes up and says, all right, guys, we've got sugar coming down the bend. And the body's like, more sugar. Tell Dahlia to stop eating sugar. Look, it's not for us to say. We're not a brain. We got a deal. We got a lot of sugar. This seems really sweet. All right? The tongue's like, yeah, this is some sweet stuff coming down. So then the body starts to prepare for this big load of sugar that's coming down, and then it's not. It's aspartame, saccharin, whatever. And then the body goes, well, wait a second here. Well, now what do we do? So you have a lot of circulating insulin, and then the insulin will try to find whatever sugar there is. And if the insulin is highly circulating by processes and pathways, you end up starting to gain weight. And your metabolism slows. So in the 90s, we start to learn that you might want to cut back on the diet drinks because they could also lead to weight gain. Now, if I had to choose one or the other, I wouldn't choose either. I'd choose water. Some days, if I'm nauseated, I notice that regular Coca-Cola, especially if it's decarbonated, it kind of helps settle my stomach. And that's something we used for years. If somebody had some nausea, we would, you know, do a little bit of Coca-Cola. I used it when I was pregnant. It was great. I avoided diet soda when I was pregnant just because I was a little worried about that. But for the most part, people have been drinking diet soda, you know, and they've been doing fine. But there's been various cases anecdotally reported on social media of people becoming pretty sick or having diet soda addictions, right? Because they're going to diet soda for their caffeine, or they just like the taste, or they need that sweetness. And they're addicted to the sweetness of a diet soda. And then some of these people, they get pretty, pretty sick. So I, as far as I'm concerned, I think the more natural, the better. You know, somebody say, okay, well then fruit juices. Well, you gotta be careful with fruit juices because fruit juices are loaded with a lot of sugar. And sugar, just regular sugar or this added sugar that they use is not very healthy. So for me, what I've done is in the very, very rare times I drink soda, I do half and half. I do half regular, half diet, so I don't feel guilty either way. That's kind of what I do. But from a health standpoint, we just kind of suggest, you know, maybe we need to cut it out. All right. So for my health standpoint, I don't know how healthy it is with this Chinese rocket falling to Earth. So remember we told you guys that there is an out-of-control rocket that may fall to Earth on Saturday, and it is allegedly 21 tons, and it's supposed to shower debris over parts of our world, and it could be anywhere from New York to New Zealand. Now, they don't know where. The U.S. government spokesperson has revealed the expected date of uncontrolled reentry to be this Saturday, May 8th. They say the 100-foot-long March 5B rocket core stage is traveling above Earth at more than 4 miles a second. Now, last week, the Tiani rocket launched. Apparently, it's the first building block of China's upcoming space station to rival ISS, they say, according to Daily Mail. And the Department of Defense spokesperson believes that the out-of-control 21-ton Chinese rocket will crash back to Earth sometime Saturday, May 8th. Now, daily updates on its location is being posted on SpaceTrack. The government said they will provide additional information as it becomes available. Now, I'm not sure where you go if something 21 tons is hurling towards you. I'm not sure what sort of cover you could take. Other satellite trackers have also detected the 100-foot-long, 16-foot-wide rocket body, now designated as 2021-035B, traveling at more than 4 miles a second. It's fast enough to loop the Earth in under 2 hours. That's why this is so hard to pin, because if it's going 4 miles a second and it's the Earth is turning, it's they can figure it out, though. It's all mathematics. So they say U.S. Space Command is aware of, thank you, and tracking the location of the Chinese Long 5 March 5B in space. It was responsible for sending Tianhe, the first building block of China's upcoming space station, into orbit last week. Tianhe was launched from the Wenching Space Center, Space Launch Center in Hainan, China, on the Long March 5B. See, I guess like the rocket boosters and things like that usually fall into the ocean or something, but for this, I think what happened is it separated when it was already, it wasn't supposed to separate, obviously. So, astronomer at Harvard, Jonathan McDowell, said it's potentially not good. They said last time they launched a Long March 5B rocket, they ended up with big, long rods of metal flying through the sky and damaging several buildings in the Ivory Coast. Most of it burned up, but there were these enormous pieces of metal that hit the ground. They said we were very lucky that no one was hurt. So earlier this week, the rocket's core stage, the backbone of the rocket, is what separated. So latitude would be approximately the level with New York and Madrid all the way down to southern Chile and Wellington, New Zealand. So that's most of, or that's a good portion of the United States. I think Alaska, they believe, is going to be in the clear. Maybe Maine is going to be in the clear. But other than that, not good. I don't know what the heck is going on. You know, we hope most of it will burn up in the atmosphere prior to hitting Earth. But they say debris that doesn't burn up could hit the oceans, uninhabited areas, or us. They say space debris trackers observed it moving slowly and unpredictably over the last few days. So they're watching it. Man, I'm going to see if I can link the site because I'd like to watch that too. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we're back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not going to lie. I'm worried about becoming older and more older and older and older. And there not being enough youth out there to support me. Call me selfish, but I have worked hard most of my life. I'm going to continue to work hard. I'm probably never going to officially retire. I'm going to always work in some capacity. And I feel like I've done my dues such that I don't want to be homeless or I don't want to be, you know, sick, not being able to take care of myself when I think I help so many others. That's just me. I didn't do it so I could be helped when I'm older. But I just feel like, you want to know what? It makes sense. This is why we have Medicare. This is why we have Social Security. Because those who are young, vibrant,
you know, and brawny and have the energy and are spunky. And me, I don't know how many 100-hour work weeks I had. I'm like, it's okay, it's worth it. Because what I put in now will help us later. So the baby boomers are one of the largest population sets. Then you have the Generation Xers. And, you know, as Generation Xers, you know, we started to like birth control. A lot of us Gen Xers decided to be very career bound. So rather than me having four kids like my mom, I was like, I think I'll stop at two. In fact, it's because I started late with my kids. I was 28 when I was first pregnant, then my second one at 30. So we were already starting to see complications. So I was like, you know what, I'm probably too old to have any more kids safely, so I'm going to stop at two. And I was a little nervous about that. I'm like, all right, well, I only got two kids to take care of me later. You know, and I talk to them about it all the time. I go, you know, what happens to me? You know, if I'm alone later, you guys going to take care of mama? Like, no. No. You know, if daddy leaves, go remarry somebody. So I don't really know who's going to take care of me later. And I know I shouldn't think like that. I've always been a very independent woman. But I'm a realist. You know, seeing patients and how they age and how many of them are alone, I worry about that. But your plan B or your fail-safe is, look, we'll still have Medicare. We'll still have Social Security by the time I reach that age. So it'll be okay. And why will we have Medicare and Social Security? Well, because the money's not going to be mismanaged, right? If I put in X percent of my paycheck this whole time, and my employers did, and all this money went to Social Security and Medicare, it's going to be there for me in 20, 30 years. Now, well, maybe not. Why am I saying 30 years? Now it's a lot less. Man, I'm going to be on Medicare in about 16, 17 years. And Social Security. So, technically, if the system is being done correctly, we should be okay. Well, no. Right? Back during the Great Recession, we heard that there's not enough money in Social Security and Medicare. We're also being told that, you know, we're going to probably have to start to rethink some of the benefits in order to give more people, younger people, Medicare, which I'm okay with. I don't mind us expanding it to some younger individuals that are in need. But another problem is our newer population. And how busy are they in terms of baby making? How enthusiastic are they in terms of having a lot of children? Well, we have been seeing the birth rates drop now. And I believe it's at its lowest level. I think it's dropped to a 42-year low. Hasn't been this low since 1979. People aren't really that excited about making babies. Now, I think the pandemic had a lot to do with it. People aren't out and about. They're not, you know, they're not Tindering as much. Apparently, teenage pregnancy dropped, so that was a good thing. Right? I mean, we don't want people getting pregnant when they don't want to be. I'm noticing as a physician that there's a lot of people that have completely transformed their reproductive cycle where they just stopped having periods. And you have a lot of people, I don't blame them. I mean, trust me, I don't blame them. I hated having my period. But there's a lot of women out there that go, I just don't get my periods. Now, when I want to start a family, I'll maybe stop the birth control. Maybe I'll take out the implant or I'll take out the IUD. But no, I'm not, you know. So we are probably progressing from a birth control standpoint, so we have less accidental surprise pregnancies, but you just don't have the enthusiasm like we did decades ago of, I can't wait to get married and have kids. See, I got married because I wanted to have kids, but I wanted to get my career started. And a lot of us are more career bound because we realize that we can't afford to not have two incomes. So they say the birth rate, the CDC reported that there were 3.6 million births in the U.S. in 2020, down from 3.747 the year before. So 142,000 less births. Now, some of you might say, well, that's not a big deal. You know, we still have a lot of people being born, so I don't think humans are going to be extinct. And yeah, I'm not worried about that. I don't think we're going to become extinct anytime soon. Yes, we are having less babies in some countries. In other countries, they're still having a lot of babies. So I think the human species is going to last. But in terms of what we're spending and what we're paying, you know, the concept that, well, the baby boomers are the biggest generation. I mean, later, is it going to be that the Generation Xers are going to overshadow the millennials and the Gen Zs? And then we have the alpha generation and the Gen Alphas. Now, the Gen Alphas, somebody said, well, we're going to call them Generation COVID. I don't think so. I don't think they're going to want that name. So I think for now, it'll still temporarily be Generation Alpha until they come up with a better name. But we are starting to set up plans with our spending of things that working Americans need to do. And I don't know if you've kind of seen the whole sort of landscape, but you have a lot of Americans that are like, I'm not that excited to go back and work because I get taxed a lot. And, you know, I'm doing okay right now at home, and I'm doing okay with my unemployment. And so enthusiasm for going back to work is very, very difficult. We're going to be talking about how prices are going up. I think a lot of people are concerned that the jobs they are getting, they're not going to make enough money. We have a lot of debate over minimum wage and current wages, and with inflation going up, you know, what does the future of the American worker look like? But we need as many people working if we want Medicare, if we want Social Security. If we want to be able to pay for these programs, you need young working individuals. I know a lot of the Gen Zs are like, why are the boomers and the Xers on our back about going to college? Why do we have to go to college? Get off our backs. I'm fine. You know, I make this much money. I live with my parents. I'm playing video games. I'm enjoying life. YOLO. And we're like, but you don't understand. If you don't get a job, then you can't pay taxes. If you can't pay taxes, you can't then support us later. So I don't want to sit here and sound the alarm and be all pessimistic, but I really would like to know what the long-term plan is, because if less younger people are having babies, less younger people are getting married, less younger people are not very career-oriented, then somebody like me, when I become a senior citizen, you know, might not be able to, and sorry for sounding selfish, but I might not be able to reap the rewards that all my decades and decades of hard work did. And maybe we do need to be a little bit more proactive in terms of our paycheck going to our own retirement. You know, if my money's going to be mismanaged by the government when it comes to Social Security, then, you know, maybe I could have all this time put it into a fund that I could draw on myself. I know that's a Roth IRA, but I'm still behind the curve on that one. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.